Okay, friends. So today we're reading from the Disney Animal Stories book. We are in the second to the last story in the book. I can't believe how many of their stories we have read. We've read a lot of stories, haven't we? Mm-hmm. Okay, so this story is called The Aristocats, The Best Place to Be. Do you know where I think the best place to be is?
What?
Right next to you. It's true. Shall we read the story? It's read today by Mommy and... What? What was that? Sounded angry. Sounded like a bird. Are you an angry bird? Are you an angry bird? Amazing. The black one? The bomb? Okay. Yep, friends, I might have a very suspicious angry bird who likes to hit buildings and blow up. So, you know, we gotta be extra careful. Are you ready to read this story? I think there are no pigs in it, but I do believe there are cats. Are you okay with that? You love cats? This angry bird loves cats. All right, then let us see. Yeah, yes, it's true. It is true. The angry bird is, in fact, allergic to cats, but I think she'll be okay. You'll be okay? Yeah, okay. Here we go. In a grand house in Paris lived two fine ladies. Madame Bonfamille and Duchess. Of course, Duchess was a cat, but she was a lady nonetheless. She was even teaching her kittens, Berlioz, Toulouse, and Marie, to be aristocats. Each day, they had painting and music lessons, and when the kittens teased each other, Duchess reminded them, "Ladies and gentlemen do not fight." But they were all very happy with Madame. She loved them so much that she decided to leave her entire fortune to her pets. Wow. That's quite a bit, isn't it?
Money.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what a cat is going to do with money, do you? I know. Edgar, Madame's butler, was not happy. He wanted the money for himself. He plotted to get rid of the cherished pets. As Edgar warmed their cream that afternoon, he added sleeping pills. Soon, Duchess and the kittens felt their eyes growing heavy. Climbing into their fancy bed, they fell fast asleep. That night, Toulouse had a strange dream. He saw Edgar riding a motorcycle. They were bouncing in a basket. Dogs were barking, and then the basket was flying. But it wasn't a dream. The Aristocats woke up in the country, far from home, and they were very frightened. As it started to rain, they huddled in their basket. "Poor Madame," said Duchess. "She will be so worried when she finds us gone." Fortunately, the next morning was brighter. Duchess crept out of the basket to look around and was happy to see a friendly face. Strutting towards her was Mr. Thomas O'Malley, a charming alley cat. Toulouse hissed like an alley cat, while Marie just sighed dreamily. That's it. That's how a cat sounds. She thought Mr. O'Malley was very handsome and romantic. Laughing, O'Malley guided them all to the road and made a mark in the dirt.
"This is where our magic carpet will stop," he promised.
As he began to count, a milk truck drove around the bend.
"All aboard for Paris," called O'Malley.
He even made breakfast magically appear. When the kittens closed their eyes, O'Malley uncovered a container of milk. Marie, Toulouse, and Berlioz were impressed. They all thought O'Malley was the most wonderful cat in the world. Then, suddenly, the truck came to a sharp halt. The angry driver had seen them and chased the cats away.
"What a horrible man,"
Duchess cried, but O'Malley knew what to do.
"Now Paris is this way," he told them,
following the train tracks. Uh-oh, I have a bad feeling about this. What do you think?
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack,
sang the kittens, pretending to be a train. They made their way carefully across a bridge, and then a loud sound frightened them all. A real train was coming. Quickly, O'Malley pulled the kittens under the tracks. They tried to hold on as the train rumbled overhead, but the shaking was too much for Marie. With a scream, she fell into the river below.
"Marie!"
yelled Duchess. O'Malley dove into the water and pulled her to safety. And that's really something, because cats don't like water, do they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
"Oh, thank you, Thomas," cried Duchess gratefully. "What would we ever do without you?"
That night, they arrived in the city late. The kittens were tired, so O'Malley suggested that they sleep at his place. But as they walked towards the abandoned townhouse, they were surprised to hear music echoing through the walls.
"It's Scat Cat and his gang,"
cried O'Malley happily. Soon the cats were all swinging to the beat.
"Let's groovy,"
called Scat Cat as Duchess danced with O'Malley. The kittens had never had so much fun.
"Stay with me,"
O'Malley asked Duchess that night. They were sitting on the rooftop looking at the moon. It was very romantic.
She wished that they could be together forever. "But I can't," she decided reluctantly. "Madame needs us. I have to go to her."
The next morning, Duchess and the kittens went home. Edgar was not happy to see them. Desperately, he stuffed the cats into a trunk before Madame could find them.
"Every time I get rid of you, this time I will get rid of you for good," he said,
and he called a postman to come and take the trunk to Timbuktu, which is about as far away from Paris as you can get. But O'Malley arrived just in time to save his friends. He shrieked, attacking Edgar. Soon, the alley cats joined the fight. Even Madame's horse gave the butler a well-deserved kick in the pants. While Roquefort, the cat's mouse friend, unlocked Duchess and the kittens. Then they pushed Edgar into the trunk just as the postman arrived.
"Oh, my darlings,"
cried Madame as she took their picture. It was truly a day to celebrate. Yep, it's true. In the picture, we can see that they made it back home and Madame is having them pose for a picture. But look at who's in the picture with them. Madame adopted O'Malley, and he became part of the family. O'Malley was thrilled. He loved both Duchess and the kittens. In all his days as an alley cat, O'Malley never thought he'd settle down in a fancy bed like this. Yet
In the whole world, there was no place he'd rather be. Now, when it says a fancy pad like this, you know that a pad is something you would use, like, to puff something up, like you would put something soft, like if you're sitting on a chair, you could put a pad down and then sit on it and it would be softer. But pad also, and sometimes there's like a pad of paper, which means a stack of papers all glued together. There's actually lots of different things that a pad could be used to describe. But in this case, pad is another word for a home, right? Okay. And that, my dear friends, would be, say it with me, the end. Do you have any questions? You look a little confused.
Let's say the end again.
Oh, I see. Okay, ready? The end.
Jinx!